ஓம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் வியாசசங்கரமத்யமா அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஏதவ்யம் வடமணிவாசி தியானி கருத்த அங்காளமோ ருத்ராதம்பவே ஹ்ரீம். ஓம் நோ ஹியர் பிகின்ஸ் தி ஃபோர்த் செக்ஷன், for part of the portion of fourth section dealing with the mantras for japa. Discussing the mantras for japa is over. Now we are entering into the next section, next portion of the same section, discussing the homa mantras. And in this portion, the homaha prescribed or mentioned is known as Avahanti Homaha. The name of the Homaha is Avahanti Homaha because it begins with the word Avahanti. Avahanti means that which brings. So Avahanti Homaha means the Homa when performed, which brings the Medha Shakti, also which brings the wealth. So Avahanti Homaha, it's known as Avahanti Homaha. In fact, we are going to see the different descriptions of Lakshmi in the same portion as Avahanti, Kurvana, Vitanvana, etc. So this Homaha performed is supposed to bless a person with prosperity in three forms. The three forms of prosperity are supposed to be brought by this Homa. That is, the large quantity, the prosperity which comes should be in large quantity. Then, not least large quantity, it must be quickly arriving wealth. So, large quantity wealth, quickly arriving wealth. But quickly arriving should be staying for very long. It should be expanding. Large quantity of wealth should be coming. It must be quickly coming. And it must be expanding and it must be staying forever. This is the prayer in mentioned here. Suppose there's a Vasamsi. May you bring clothes. Means they must be brought in large quantity. And they must be brought very quickly. And they must expand and they must be lasting forever. Usually wealth always comes and goes, but here the prayer is specifically for the last staying wealth. It's the wealth which stays for long, which lasts for long. So in this Homa, apart from praying for the wealth, the student here is consciously is also praying for other favors required for the favor for spiritual upliftment, spiritual development. And then he pray, the question may come, why does a spiritual student is asking for wealth? Because wealth is prayed for dharma. Dharma means for living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas, wealth is required because infrastructure is required, clothes are required, food is required, and all the expenditure also involved here. You're for living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas, money is needed. Therefore, wealth is prayed for the sake of living a life of dharma, not for anything else. not for simply the entertainment and enjoyment of pleasures, for being able to live a life of dharma perfectly, or whatever is required is prayed for. And dharma is for, dharma is for jnanam, jnanam is for moksha. So in Vedic culture, everything a person needs ultimately for jnanam and moksha. Therefore, it is not wrong praying for wealth. So when a person is praying for wealth, in order to live a life of panchamahayajnas, so that others in the society also will benefit, all other creatures will benefit, the life becomes lived in conformity with dharma values, in conformity with the universal order. At the same time, one's own chitta shuddhi, antahkarana shuddhi is also consciously taken care of. Mainly for dharma, living a life of dharma is also for, mainly for antahkarana shuddhi, antahkarana naishchalya. Therefore, finally, antahkarana naishchalyam should result in the attainment of the jiva ishvara swarupa aikya jnanam. Anyway, but this homaha definitely is specifically for Srihi. So Shankara Bhagavatpada himself mentions Shri Kamasya Homa Mantraha, mentions that. So performance of homaha is involving a prayer for wealth, prayer for mental purification, ultimately a prayer for being able to live a life of panchamahayajnas, ultimately for jnanam and moksha. Okay. Now we are going to see the text. Avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagam semamagavascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavah lomasham pashubhis sahaswaha. We'll stop there and the meanings, then we'll go ahead. Avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagam semamagavascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavah lomasham pashubhis sahaswaha. We'll stop and we'll continue again. So if you see the whole text here, after avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiram atmanaha vasagamsi mama gavascha annapanecha sarvada, after that you come across one word, tato. Tato is there. If you take that word tato, it should be taken as tataha. From there you start the meaning. Tataha me shriyam avaha. Why you have to start from there? Because that is where the connection is given. Tataha means thereafter. Tataha, thereafter. Why should the student mention thereafter? Because after having blessed me with the Medha Shakti, which means before blessing me with the money, please bless me with the Medha Shakti first. Know why? Money, any amount of money can come to a person who is intelligent. Who intelligent person, according to Shastram, is the one who is discriminative of right and wrong. Then the person can spend the money appropriately for good cause. So he will not ruin the money will not ruin him. So money minus culture will lead to disaster. It is Pooja Swamiji's own expression. Money minus culture will lead to disaster. Therefore, first year, the student is very thoughtfully, please bless me with Viveka, please bless me with Medha Shakti, so that as a person of highly powerful intellection, the person of power, having a good power of intellection, he will be able to discern the right and wrong. Then he will be able to follow dharma so that he will know how to handle the 12th also properly. Just tataha, thereafter, after blessing me with Medha Shakti. Then now he says, avaha. Avaha is an imperative verb which means may you bring. Avaha, may you bring. Who may avaha, may you bring to me. What shriyam, shriyam avaha, may shriyam avaha. Who is addressed here? Omkaraha is addressed. Don't forget. The Lord in him of Omkaraha is addressed here. O Lord, may you bring wealth to me. May Shriyam Avaha. May here is a fourth case meaning to me. May you bring wealth to me. You is understood. So which, how should you bring? Next it is mentioned. Atmanaha Vasamsi. What all you should bring? What all you should bring? That is first said. Vasamsi. Vasamsi, you can see Vasamsi, clothes. May you bring wealth to me in the form of clothes. Vasamsi. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. You came across that word already in Bhagavad Gita. So vasa gumsi, that gum is a Vedic usage. Similarly, vasamsi. Vasamsi, clothes. Clothes for me. May vasamsi. Then gavaha. What all Bhagavan should bring? Gavaha. Gavaha means cows. Go singular. Gavaha plural. Cows. Mama gavaha avaha. May you bring wealth in the form of cattle, in terms of cows. Cha. And sarvada annapane cha. Always may you bring wealth in the form of food and drink. Drink here is water. We should know, people, we don't know where water is not available, what is the situation. So here, consciously, thoughtfully, the person is praying, may you bring me annam cha panam cha dual, annapane. Like palam pale palani, annapane means annam cha panam cha. May you bring me wealth in the form of food and panam, drink. Sarvada, always. He finished asking for this. Not only that, vasamsi, number one. Gavaha, number two. Annam, three. Panam, four. Then he says, lomasham pashubihi saha. May bring wealth in all these forms. Lomasham pashuhu. Lomaha. Lomaha means romaha, bodily hair. Keshaha means hair on the head. But lomaha means, lomaha is another word for roma. Roma and loma are synonyms. Roma means bodily hair. And the animals which have bodily hair, woolly animals, are called lomashaha. So lomasham pashubihi saha means, may you bring me cows, clothes, food, water, all forms of wealth along with the cattle with wool. Woolly skinned animals. Lomasham Pashubihi. Pashubihi Saha, along with animals which have wool, woolly skin, along with them, may you bring abundance. Abundance may implied here. Abundance of food, drinks, all of them. Okay. First, we asked for, may you bring wealth and wealth in the form of all these things. Now, how should that wealth be? Vitanvana Shrihi. Vitanvana is adjective for the word Shrihi. Vitanvana means which will expand, increase. Because Vitanoti is the verb. Vitanoti means increases, expands. Tanoti is a V is the prefix. Vitanoti means expands, increases. Vitanvana Shrihi. The wealth which expands and increases, which grows big. Then that wealth also achiram avahanti. See, chiram means long. It must be clear, achiram is there. It should be in Vedic usage, achiram. In conventional language, achiram. Achiram means soon. Chiram means long. Chiranjeevi means what? One who lives long. Chiram means long. Achiram means quickly. Without any delay, soon, quickly, immediately. Avahanti. Onkara, may you bless me with the wealth which comes to me quickly. Chiram avahanti shrihi. I want the wealth. May you bless me with the wealth which comes quickly. Chiram avahanti shrihi. And vitanvana shrihi, which expands. Chiram avahanti expands. And vitanvana expands. And also, kurvana. Kurvana sarvada. Kurvana literally means different meaning it is. It means which will remain forever. Sarvada kurvana. Which will last forever. Which will preserve forever. Last forever. Kurvana shrihi. Kurvana sarvada shrihi. Vitanvana shrihi. Achiram avahanti shrihi. The wealth, may you bring, bless me with the wealth which comes to me quickly, which expands quickly, or which expands and which will stay forever. Kurvana shrihi. Three adjectives. The achiram can go with the other object, other noun also. Vitanvana, which expands quickly, which the wealth which comes to me quickly, which expands quickly, which stays forever. And in the form of Vasamsi, Gavaha, Annam, Panam, Lomasham Pashubihi Saha. Finished. Okay. What is the meaning here? Total, completely. Hey Bhagavan, O Lord, may you bless me with wealth in the form of all these things. Therefore, bless me with fortune, wealth, which will quickly, immediately bring, expand, and last forever. Clothes, cattle, food, drinks, and animals with wool, along with other animals. Okay, for me is understood. Me, mama, twice mentioned. So may mama for me. Now here swaha. The swaha is expression denoting the mantra which has to be used in the performance of a ritual. But during the oblation during the performance of a ritual, when the oblations are offered, the person, the priest, you know, utters his expression swaha. 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 They offer and they put the oblation into the fire. Okay. Now, after this, we have to see the kabashyam for this particular small part. Is it clear? Now, what is the prose order of this? How do you say the prose order? Tataha. Atmanaha vasamsi mama gavaha cha sarvada annapane cha avahanti vitanvana chiram kurvana lomasham pashubihi saha shriyam me avaha swaha is the meaning. Okay. Now, let us read the bhashyam for this particular small portion. Now, Shankaracharya writes. So, after praying for Medha Shakti, the student now is praying for the material ends. Artha Kama Dharmas. So, it is appropriate, Pujya Samji always used to say, people who never think Bhagavan knows what I want, I don't need to ask. You want to be so lazy, don't even want to make the effort of asking Bhagavan, and you put the blame, oh, Bhagavan knows everything, I don't need to ask. That's not true. You can always feel free, you must be very clear what you want, and you must make efforts for getting what you want. The priority must be very clear, then you must also be able seek Bhagavan's grace to be able to accomplish what you want. Okay. As long as your goal being moksha is very clear, jnanam, as long as the jnanam and the moksha connection is very clear, and being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, and naturally, one needs to live one's life properly, and for which one needs money. So with that knowledge, your person has money, the money will be definitely used properly. For jnanam, one should also do work. Mere chanting is not enough. Now he says, Homartastvadhuna Shri Kamasya Mantraha Uchyante. I'm going to read every line, I'm going to stop, okay? Homartastvadhuna Shri Kamasya Mantraha Uchyante. I'm breaking the sentence. Homartaha tu adhuna Shri Kamasya Mantraha Uchyante. So mantran vadanti, ye mantraha uchyante. Mantras are said. The present tense is only passive voice sentence. Mantras are said, mantras are prescribed. For whom? Shri Kamasya. For the sake of the one who is desirous of wealth, Shri Kamasya Krite. Krite madi mantraha uchyante adhuna now. And these mantras which are meant for the performance of ritual. Homartaha. So homartaha mantraha tu adhuna shrikamasya uchyante. So mantras meant for the performance of rituals, meant for being used during the performance of ritual, or prescribed here, or revealed here, or said here, for the sake of the one who is desirous of wealth. Okay, next sentence. ஆவகந்தியானயந்தி வித்தன்வ ஆவகந்த். So first you take the word ah, please be with me, along with me, okay? Avahanti, break it, anayanti. The original word is avahanti. Shankaracharya, meaning given by him, is what? Anayanti. Avahanti is equal to anayanti. What does it mean? See, avahanti, she who brings. Anayanti, she who brings. Because Shrihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, Anayanti. With a masculine gender word, it would have become what? Anayan, Shatru Anta Shabda. Always it is now, Ikara Anta Shabda. Anayan, Ramaha. Anayanti, Sita. Okay. So, Shrihi, the wealth, Lakshmi Devi, who brings Anayanti, Avahanti. She who brings wealth, okay, that wealth, vitanvana, vitanvana is the original word, the word in the text. Shankara Bhagavatpada writes the meaning. What word meaning does he write? Vistarayanti. Vistarayanti means what? Expands. She who expands. Anayanti, avaganti, anayanti. Vitanvana, what is the meaning of vitanvana? Vistarayanti. Vistarayanti means what? Expands. She, that which expands, she who expands. You must remember, these are all adjectives for the word Shrihi, which is a feminine gender word. Therefore, which vistarayanti. And he, Shankaracharya, explains why the word vitanvana means vistarayanti. Why does it mean expands? The wealth which expands, wealth which, okay, that which brings the wealth. Now, tanoho, tanotehe tu tanote satkarmatvat. Tanotehe tat karmatvat means, for the verb tanoti, the meaning is that the job of the verb tanoti is not expansion. It implies always expansion. Tat karmatvat. He says, the verb tanoti, derived from the root tan, actually means the act of spreading. Tat karmatvat means because it is, that is, it is the meaning, it has the meaning of act of spreading. Therefore, the word tanvana, vitanvana means vistarayanti, the wealth which expands. See, when he gives a meaning, he does not want to say simply here, he is giving the meaning. He wants to prove, I'm not simply saying this is the meaning for which the reason is this. It gives the reason. There's a root is tandhatu, tanoti. So for that tanotehe means tanoti. For that verb, the meaning is what? Act of spreading, expanding. Therefore, it's appropriate to say vitanvana means expanding. Wealth which expands. Then, kurvana chiram. Kurvana, for kurvana, Shankaracharya writes, nirvartayanti. Kurvana literally means she who does, she who makes. But here Shankaracharya writes gives a different meaning. Nirvartayanti. Nirvartayati means remains forever. But nirvartayanti shrihi means the wealth which lasts forever. Nirvartayanti. Kurvana, Shankaracharya's meaning is Nirvartayanti Shrihi. Okay, now he asked three types of wealth. The wealth which comes quickly, which brings everything quickly, which expands, which stays forever. Now, achiram. Now, Shankaracharya writes the meaning of the word achiram. You may have to learn how the Bhashyakara, the commentator, writes his commentary. He takes every word and he writes the meaning. Now, he takes the meaning of the word achiram. Original word is achiram. It's a chandasa prayogaha, Vedic usage. But in conventional language, it should be taken as achiram. Long should be taken as short, achiram. Achiram means what? First, he changes the Vedic word into a conventional language to understand. Achiram, if you go and search, you cannot find a meaning in the dictionary. It's a Vedic usage, achiram. For which the meaning he gives is achiram, first he writes. Then he writes kshipram. Kshipram, quickly. Chiram, after a long time. Achiram, quickly, immediately. Kshipram, at once, soon. Viraivil. And he also explains chandasaha dirgaha. Dirgaha means what? That instead of chiram, instead of the ikara is not short, it's a long. Chiram is there. So he says chandasaha means what? That dirgam, dirgaha chandasaha. That long ikara is a Vedic usage. Shankaracharya says chandasaha dirgaha means, dirgaha means long. The length of ikara in chiram is chandasaha, means it's a Vedic usage. So don't take it seriously. Understand the meaning of the word chiram as chiram, which means kshipram, which means quickly. Hope you're all following what I'm saying. Yeah. But if you start reading somewhere else, you'll miss what I'm saying. You can, the book is with you. You can always read the book after the whole, you can with, when you are with yourself. Next, chiram. Va kurvana atmane mama. Okay, chiram. Now, Shankaracharya says, the word chiram can go with the kurvana. It can be adjective for avahanti also. So, may Bhagavan bring the wealth quick to me. There chiram achiram avahanti means quickly. May Bhagavan bring the wealth quickly to me. And then achiram, then he says chiram kurvana. Instead of saying achira, take the word then chiram kurvana. Lakshmi should come to me quickly, but to stay for long, forever. Chiram kurvana. So it should be taken in two senses. Achiram avahanti, chiram kurvana. Come quickly, stay long. Don't go quickly. Atmane means mama. Atmane means what? To me. For one's own self. So may Bhagavan bring wealth. Okay. Now, kim avaha. Now, beautiful. Look at the way Shankaracharya explains. May Bhagavan bring wealth. So, what sort of wealth it should be? How should the wealth be? Avahanti, chiram avahanti shrihi, vitanvana vistarayanti shrihi, chiram kurvana shrihi. He explained. Now he explains, okay, what is that wealth which should come to me quickly, which should stay forever, which should expand? That is kim ityaha. Are you all following? Next is kim ityaha. Okay, what wealth in what form should come to me? Vasamsi. Vasamsi is an original mantra word, and he gives the meaning Vastrani. Vasamsi, and he gives the meaning Vastrani. Then Mama, he doesn't comment upon the word Mama, because we know Mama means for me. Gavascha, he says Gascha iti yavat. Gavaha, cows, he adds Gascha, same meaning, Gahacha yavat. Then Annapane, so when he says yavat, he means all this. Annapane cha, he does not explain annapane, he leaves it. So it's understood, we know food and drink, everybody knows, so he doesn't explain. Sarva daivam adini, sarvada evam adini, sarvada always, evam adini means the things such as all these things, evam adini. In this manner, all the things mentioned here, Kurvana Shrihi. So which will last forever. Ya, that wealth, Ya Shrihi, that wealth which will bring quickly, which will expand, and will stay forever, all these things, Tam, that wealth, that Lakshmi, Tataha, after Medha, see Tataha, Shankaracharya explains. Please make a note. The word Tato, Shankara Bhagavatpada explains, comments upon the word Tataha. He says, Tataha literally means thereafter. Thereafter means what? He says, Medha Nirvartanat Param. Medha Nirvartanat Param. Medha Nirvartanam means first give me Medha. After giving me, after bestowing me with the Medha Shakti, after blessing me with Medha, Medha Yaha Nirvartanat Param. Param, after blessing me with Medha Shakti. Avaha Anaya. Because Medha Shakti blesses a person with maturity. As a mature individual, one will know how to use, handle money. And Shankaracharya says, why beautiful? He writes the meaning. Look at this. Medha Nirvartanarth Param Avaha. Anaya, avaha means anaya, may you bring. Because amedhaso hi shrihi anarthayaiveti. Amedhaso hi shri anarthayaiveti. Let me break it. Amedhasaha. Amedhasaha means for the, see, medha means the, we can say maturity, okay, the prajna, amedha. The capacity to understand, retain, assimilate is Medha. So the person who has a good power of intellection, Medha Shakti, is called Medhas. Medhas is different from Medha. Medha is noun. That is good power of intellection. But the person who is endowed with the good power of intellection is called Medhas. Medhas, one word, Sakaranta Shabda. Otherwise, Medhavi. But here he used the term Medhas. Medhas means one who has Medha. And Medhasaha for the one who has Medha. It's a positive case. Amedhasaha. Amedhas means one who does not have Medha Shakti. one who does not have good power of intellection means one who is not intelligent. One who is not intelligent means one who is not mature. One who is not mature means one who does not know the value of dharma. Watch a person, amedasaha, for an immature, indiscriminate person who does not have adequate capacity to understand asmad and retain, such a person, shrihi wealth anarthaya yeva bhavati iti. Anarthaya yeva. Anarthaha means what here? See, arthaha is mokshaha. Anarthaha means opposite. So anarthaha should take as disaster. Anarthaha is disaster. Catastrophe. So anarthaya eva bhavati means the wealth for a person without medha who is not mature. The wealth in the hands of a person who is not mature will be disastrous, catastrophic. Okay. Now, so kim visishtam? Specifically, what wealth should come to me? He's writing Lomasham. See, Lomasham. Shankaracharya, Lomasham is already the word existing in the mantra. Shankaracharya writes Ajavyadi Yuktam. Ajavyadi Yuktam. Anyaihi cha pashubihi samyuktam. Aja avi adi. Had to break it. Aja avi adi. Aja means goat. Here you take it as sheep. Aja goat, a sheep. Then avi means other animals also. Avihi sheep. Aja also means goat and sheep. Okay. Aja, goat, avihi sheep. Just take avi sheep. Aja, avi, adi, etc. Yuktam means along with. Pashubihi and other animals. So, may the wealth be in the form of goats, sheep, and along with other animals. Avaha iti adhikarat omkaraha eva abhisambodhyate. So here in the context is, now who is instructed here? Who is asked to bring here? Who is invoked here? Already Omkaraha is in the discussion. Therefore, Omkaraha eva sambodhyate. Omkaraha only is addressed. Who is the Lord invoked here? Bhagavan in the form of Omkaraha alone is called. Sambodhyate means is called, addressed. Swahakaraha homartha mantranta jnapanartha. The swaha, the expression swaha, actually is to remind us of the fact that those mantras must be used in performance of rituals. So homartham, ஜ்ஞாபனார்த்தாக, ஜ்ஞாபனார்த்தக ஸ்வாகா சப்தா. This was the word expression swaha. The word swaha at the end of the mantra is mainly for indicating that the mantra is meant for Vedic fire ritual. One thing, okay? Swaha karaha. ஹோம அர்த்த ஹோமார்த்தம் பிரேக் இட் ஸ்வாகாக்காரக ஹோமார்த்தம் ஹோமார்த்த மந்திர அந்த ஜ்ஞாபனார்த்தக. ஐ வாண்ட் டு பிரேக் இட் ஹியர். ஸ்வாகாக்காரக ஹோமார்த்த மந்திர அந்த ஜ்ஞாபனார்த்தக. சோ தி ஸ்வாகாக்காரக ரிமைண்ட்ஸ் யூ டூ திங்ஸ். வாட் டு தே டூ? It reminds you swaha at the end of the mantra is for indicating that the mantra is meant for the performing the Vedic ritual. And also it also to one thing, mantra anta jnapanartha, it also reminds one that the mantra has come to an end during the performance of a ritual. So when the swaha also reminds the performer of a ritual that the mantra has come to an end, so that the time for offering the oblation, when the person says swaha, or mantra has come to an end, now oblation has to be offered into the fire, that is reminded by the swaha shabda. Okay, is it clear now? Okay, now next is a beautiful mantra. Here the student is already praying for the future students. Let's see the mantras first. ஆமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா, விமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா, ப்ரமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா, தமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா, ஷமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா, யசோஜனேசானிஸ்வாஹா ஶ்ரேயான்வஸ்யசோசானிஸ்வாஹா தம்த்வாபகப்ரவிஷானிஸ்வாஹா ஸமாபகப்ரவிஷஸ்வாஹா தஸ்மின்சஹஸ்ரஷாகே நிபகாஹம் த்வயிம்ருஜேஸ்வாஹா. யதா யதா பஃப்ரவதாயந்தி யதா மாஸா அஹர்ஜரம் ஏவம் மா ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிணஃ தாதரயந்து சர்வத ஸ்வாஹா ப்ரதிவேஷோஸி ப்ரமாபாஹி ப்ரமாபத்யஸ்வ. ஆமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா. இஃப் ஐ சே ஒன்ஸ், யூ ஆல்சோ சே ஆஃப்டர் மீ. விமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா, ப்ரமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா, தமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா, ஷமாயந்து ப்ரஹ்மச்சாரிண ஸ்வாஹா. See, after every end of every mantra, swaha comes. That swaha reminds us of the mantra the end of the mantra, so the time for offering the oblation. So it remains us. The jnapanartha, anta jnapanartha, mantra anta jnapanartha, swaha shabdaha, mantrasya antam jnapayati, iti mantrartha jnapanaha. Okay. Now here, brahmacharinaha is a one word repeatedly you hear. First, no? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines you can see. Brahmacharinaha, brahmacharinaha, brahmacharinaha. It is repeated. So, brahmacharinaha means here, students of Veda Shastram. The bachelor is not a brahmachari, but a brahmachari is definitely a bachelor. Okay? Bachelors are not brahmacharis. Brahmacharis should be bachelors, young students. And why students are known as brahmacharis? Because I told you many times the word Brahma has many meanings. Nirgunam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Karnam Brahma, Karyam Brahma, Omkara is Brahma, Veda is also Brahma, Brahmanaha is also Brahma. The word Brahma has many meanings. One of the meanings of the word Brahma is Veda. So, chari means charati, one who moves. Brahmani yaha charati, sahachari, brahmachari. The one whose mind repeatedly wandering in mind. One whose mind entertains only of the teachings of the Veda is called brahmachari. From morning till evening, the person listens to the Veda, the class. In fact, we can say physics chari, chemistry chari, mathematics chari. Whoever specializes in subject matter, all the time they are thinking only of that, becomes that chari. Therefore, brahmachari is student. Now, brahmachari nakaranta shabda. Therefore, in plural, brahmachari nominative, brahmachari now, brahmacharinaha, students. Now, he says, ayantu, the word, a ma yantu. There, you separate the ma separately, then you have put the a should join the yantu, a yantu. So, brahmacharinaha ma ayantu. That is the meaning. Brahmacharinaha ma ayantu. For the meaning, you should separate the a, add the akara with yantu, then make it as ayantu. So, ma means mom. So, may brahmacharinaha come to me. Ayantu means may come. Let the brahmachari students come to me. It's a very beautiful unfoldment we have later on. Now, know the literal meanings today. So, brahmacharinaha ayantu mom. Okay. So, ayantu means let brahmacharis come to me from all directions. Shankara Bhagavad Pada gives a very beautiful meaning why the student is already praying for the future students. I'll tell you later on. Next. Brahmacharinaha vimayantu. Here also take the ma separately. Then vi. Okay. Vimayantu. So, vimayantu, literally it means a, mom, ayantu, then vimayantu. Vimayantu, take it as it is. Vimayantu. They don't need to do anything separately. Ayantu, then vimayantu. So, vimayantu. Similarly, you can see pramayantu. Then damayantu, then shamayantu. What does it mean? You had only the meaning of the verbs. Vimayantu means students with, may students, let students with varied interests come to me. Let students come to me from all directions. Let students with different interests come to me. Then pramayantu, Prama means jnanam. Therefore, Prama and let the students who are committed to the knowledge and with the keen interest to learn, let students who are serious in jnanam come to me. Let people who are interested in that want to come for time passing, let them not come to me. Let serious students who are keen in knowing the truth, knowing subject matter of the Shastra, let them come to me. Pramayantu. Damayantu. Damaha means mastery over sense organs. Let the students who come to me be already disciplined students. Disciplined so that they have adequate mastery over sense organs. So shamayantu, shamaha means mental discipline. Let students who are already disciplined, who have adequate degree of mastery over mind come to me. So he is already describing, let students come to me from all directions, but they must be students of varied interests. They must be students who are keen to learn this Shastram. They must be students already who are disciplined, who have Damaha and Shamaha. Beautiful. He's already praying for such students. Then, why is he praying? That we'll see later on. Now understand the literal meaning. If I tell you now, then we won't have the joy of reading Shankaracharya's commentary. Okay. Then, Yashaha Jane Asani Swaha. Yasho Jane Sani Swaha. Yasho Jane Sani Swaha. You break it. Yashaha Jane Asani Swaha. Yashaha Jane Asani Swaha. Okay, Swaha leave it. Jane Asani. Jane means Janeshu. Jane means Janeshu. Among people. Yashaha Asani. Here, it's not very clean sentence, but still you have to say. Yashaha should be taken as Yashasvi. Yashaha means fame. You take it as Yashasvi, famous. Asani, may I become. Or may I be. May I be. Asani Avenaha. May I be well-known, popular, famous among the people. Jane should be Janeshu. Jane also is correct. May I be well known, popular among people as a teacher. As a teacher, it's well implied. May I be well known among people as a teacher. Janeshu Aham Yashasvi Asani. May I be well known, popular among people as students, as teacher. Now, Shreyan Vashyasosani Swaha. Then here, Asani again comes. Asani, may I be. Okay, what should I be? Shreyan. Shreyan means well again. Well known, popular, same meaning. Are great. So may I be great among whom Vasyasaha. So Vasyas should be taken as Vasiyas. Vasyas means wealthy person. Rich person is called Vasyas. The original word is, actual word is Vasiyas. So, Vasyasaha means among the wealthy, rich people, may I become the great, may I become the great among the rich people. So between may I become richer than the rich. That's the meaning. Okay. Now, the next prayer is a very beautiful prayer. Tam tva bhaga pravisha niswaha. I love the way Swamiji, when he did the classes for us, no? He is addressing the Lord, hey Bhaga, O Lord. See, Bhaga should be Bhagavan. In original language, conventional language, if you write Bhaga, it is wrong. Bhagavan. But here Bhaga, O Lord, hey Bhaga, O Lord. Tam tva pravishani. Pravishani, let me enter into you. Let me enter into you is written to me. Tva, tam tva. May I enter into you. Appadipatta unnil naan nuzhaivenaga. May I enter into you. What does it mean? May I merge in you. Which means, may I become one with you. So may I enter into you. May I merge in you. May become one with you means may I be blessed with the wisdom of knowledge of myself being non-separate from you. May I be blessed with the knowledge of myself being non-separate from you. Pravishani, all imperative, first person. Then, Sab samabhaga pravishaswaha. Samabhaga pravishaswaha. Actually, I must make time to make you read after me, chant after me. Okay, I'll do that next class onwards. Samabhaga pravishaswaha. Saha ma pravisha. Maam pravisha. Again, first prayer was, O Lord, may you enter into, may I enter into you. Now, may you enter into me. Hey Bhaga, ma pravisha means maam pravisha. Ennai, ennul nulaviraha, ennai adaviraha. Maam pravisha. Hey Bhaga, maam pravisha. Saha, that, O Lord, may you enter into me. Means what? May you enter into me means may you reveal thy swarupam obtaining as myself. So first prayer is may I enter into you means may you bless me with the knowledge of myself being non-separate from you. Now may you enter into me is the little pray meaning, may you bless me with the vision of thy swarupam obtaining as my own self. Samabhaga pravishaswaha. Is it clear? May you reveal thy swarupam to me. May you reveal thy swarupam obtaining as myself to me. So that is what Bhagavan entering into me. Is it clear? Samabhaga pra, hey bhaga, maam pravisha. That vaha saha is there, such you, that the Lord of that greatness, O Lord, you who is of the greatness, enter into me. O Lord, that who is of that greatness, may I enter into you. That's why tam tva, sama, etc. Sa, tam, manana, that is the meaning. Then, tasmin, sahasra shake. Am I very fast? Am I very fast?
No, Swami.
Okay. Tasmin, sahasra shake. Tasmin sahasra shakhe nibhagaham tvayim ruje swaha. nibhagaham twayim rujay swaha. Here you must understand the nibhagaham. There bhaga, you must ni takes up the ni separately, then write the word bhaga. Bhaga, O Lord. Bhaga, bhaga, bhaga means hey bhagavan, hey bhaga. Okay, then ni, that ni should go with the mruje. Ni should be combined with the mruje. Make it nimruje. Ni should go with the mruje. Then you get the expression nimruje. So, hey bhaga, ni has gone to mruje. Now you can read it now. Hey bhaga, aham twayi nimruje. Got it? Hey bhaga, aham twayi nimruje. Hey bhaga, aham twayi nimruje. Aham I, twayi in you, bhaga, O Lord, nimruje. Hey bhaga, aham twayi nimruje. See, the beauty is nimruje means I wash myself, I purify myself, I get myself cleansed in you. And who he sahasra shake tasmin sahasra shake twayi. Sahasra shake is adjective of twayi. O Lord, I purify myself in you, who is of thousand forms. Sahasra shakha. Sahasra means thousand. Sahasra shakha means thousand. Actually, shakham literally means branch. But sahasra shakhe means one who is of thousand forms. Tasmin sahasra shakhe, O Lord, in that thousand forms of you, may I merge and purify myself. What does it mean? Not thousand forms. May I merge in you, thereby may I become cleansed, purified of all my sins and all my sanchita agami karma palani. May become purified of all my punya papams. May become cleansed of all punya papams in you, having merged in you, who is of innumerable forms. Thousand is an upalakshanam for innumerable forms. Okay. Yatha apaha pravatayanti, yatha masaha aharjaram, evam mam brahmacharinaha dataha ayantu sarvataha swaha. So here again, finally he is addressing Bhagavan as dataha, dataha, O Lord. Because dhata rikaranta pullinga shabdaha, dhatru shabdaha. In nominative case becomes dataha. Dhata in nominative becomes dataha because it's a rikaranta shabda. He dhataha, O Lord, brahmacharinaha mam ayantu understood. May students come to me. How should they come to me? It is yatha apaha pravatayanti. Apaha means water. Yatha, just as waters always pravata means slope, no, downwards. Just as water always flows downwards. Whenever water flows downwards, it flow is unobstructed. Just as the water downwards flows downwards unobstructedly is implied. So let the students come to me. Yatha masaha aharjaram. Masaha months. Aharjaraha means year. Just as months roll down to the year. Months just quickly rush towards the year, to the next year. Just as water flows downwards to downwards, let students come to me. That is the meaning. Yatha masa aharjaram evam mam brahmacharinaha dhatarayantu ayantu sarvataha. He dhataha brahmacharinaha mam sarvataha ayantu. Sarvataha from all sides. Let brahmacharis, students, come to me from all sides. Okay, quickly, without any obstruction, without any obstacles, just as the water flows downwards, just as months, rush to become to the year, next year. Now, finally, he says, beautiful expression, prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. So here, prativeshaha asi, prativeshaha literally means a neighbor's house also, prativeshaha. But here, prativeshaha means a resort, an abode, a resting place. You are the only final resort of peace. Prativeshaha asi. Where one can relax. You are the only absolute abode of relaxation and rest. Prativeshaha, resting house. Then you have to take the word bahi. Bha. That take the word ma separately. Pra should join the bahi. Prabhahi. Ma prabhahi. Got it? Pra should join the bahi. So prabhahi. Similarly, pra ma, ma should take it prapadyasva. Prabhahi, prapadyasva, two verbs. Remove the ma separately. Pra bahi. Pra and bahi should go together. Make one verb. Pra is a prefix. Bahi is a verb. Prabhahi. Similarly, padyasva is the verb, pra is a prefix. Add it, make it a prapadyasva. Prabhahi, prapadyasva, two imperative verbs. So prabhahi means, O Lord, reveal, reveal, do reveal, O Lord, reveal. What does it mean? O Lord, prabhahi, vilangviraha. O Lord, please, that's the reveal, that's the meaning, do reveal. You have to supply. O Lord, please reveal thy swarupam to me. Mom. Mom means mom unto me. Reveal thy swarupam to me. Prapadyasva. Mom prapadyasva. O Lord, please do reach me. Enter into me. Instead of ourselves going, we are asking Bhagavan to enter into us. Is it clear? Prabhahi prapadyasva. Please say, prabhahi prapadyasva. Ma prabhahi. See, ma also means not. May you not enter into me. May not reveal thyself to me. That is the meaning also. But please make it a point. Ma is not a negative particle also. Ma. Ma gacha. Don't go. Ma prabhahi. Don't reveal. But ma should be understood as mom. Be careful. Ma prabhahi also means don't reveal. Maha prapadyasva, don't enter. But if you take the ma as not as a negative particle, but as mom, me. May you reveal thy swarupam to me. May you enter into me. Okay. Enter into me means what? May you reveal thy swarupam, obtaining as myself. There's what Bhagavan entering into us. Literal meaning is over. Okay, I'll see you later on. Okay. Today's class is over. For this, you have to see Bhasham. We'll see tomorrow. Very simple Bhasham for this. You see, the Bhasham becomes very serious Bhasham only when you go to second chapter. Now it's easy. But now you have to practice these mantras. If you go listen to my recordings online, you can go back and listen to my recordings and you can just practice the chanting. Yesho jane sa niswaha samabhaga pravisha niswaha tasmin sahasra shakhe nibhagaham twayim ruje swaha. All those things you can see. So I will see you in 15 minutes.